Hello, I'm Jeff Mason from Physical Therapy Rehabilitation Services. And the thing that I remember most about my childhood is learning to climb trees and always being the first to fall in the water on camping trips.
Welcome to Childhood Chatcast with the Dude. I'm the Dude, and as usual, I'm joined by Jake. Hey, Jake.
Hey, dude.
And we're going to take a deep dive into the kid experts here at Children's Minnesota's Childhoods to find out what makes us all the same. Because, hey, we were all kids once. And as a twist, I am going to try to guess their birthday.
Their birthdays?
Their exact birthday, the date and year. So join us in the time machine I built out of cardboard boxes and duct tape, and let's meet our guest.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Jake.
Did you go through any weird injuries as a kid?
Oh, yeah. A lot. You know, playing outside and all that stuff. And my grandpa and grandma lived on a lake, so we did a lot of skiing. And this one time, I got really good at skiing. I was really good. And I could let go of the rope and coast into the beach, kick off my skis, and stick the landing and just kind of walk out of my skis. But one time I mistimed it, and I was going so fast, I was heading towards the dock. And I thought, oh, I'm gonna smash into the dock. And I thought, ooh, this is going to be really, really bad. And it so happened, I slowed down really fast, crossed my skis, and sunk right in front of the dock. However, I did break my finger playing basketball once. It's funny you say that, because our guest today seemed like he just couldn't keep himself from being injured all the time. I always ask people, go back to the very first thing. If you ever look back as an adult, what's your first memory as a kid?
Playing doctor with a doll, actually.
Really? Yeah. How old do you think?
Between 2 and 3, probably.
Oh, so young. Around, very young. That's pretty way back. That's pretty good. Were you encouraged to do that or kind of naturally drawn to it? Because sometimes I remember doing that. You know.
I think I liked babies. I liked the babies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was the copay like for that kid?
Yeah.
Out of control? Or
back then, it was
a freelancer.
I remember Cheerios. Very young age for me, maybe 5 or 6, mm-hmm. I carried around a doll for a while. It was a short span. I just had a doll, and my mom finally just asked me one day, why is that your favorite toy nowadays? And you know what I said? I said, I'm practicing to become a dad. Or I'm practicing being a daddy. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So you had a doll early on, and what was the doctor equipment like? Did you have like a stethoscope and all that stuff?
I think the Fisher-Price one hasn't changed much, and I think that's what it was. My mom was a nurse, so I also probably got her, one of her. I remember a blue, like a real one, a blue one that we would talk into and do like Darth Vader voices and things later, but...
And then, right. Yeah, they had the fake stethoscope with like the styrofoam on the end sort of thing where like you could kind of hear your buddies through it.
Mm-hmm.
The awesome thermometer that you would turn.
Yes.
Oh, you're getting out of control. Things aren't looking good for you.
Right, the blood pressure thing that just went, the needle went up and just, down just when you squeezed the air out of it.
It went like, in circles.
So that's pretty young. And then where were you in the rank and file of your siblings?
Lost brothers, in sisters? The middle of 5. I was number 3 of 5.
3 of 5.
Yeah. Wow. And then they kept trying for a girl after me. And then they decided they were done after having my little brother who has Down syndrome, which also probably led to some of the medical interest for me.
Sure.
Then they had their daughter finally.
Oh, at the daughter's number 5?
Yeah, she's number 5, the baby of 5. So all boys.
Wow.
Took them 5 tries to get there.
Oh, man.
Let's get right before we start school. Were you in daycare? How did that all play out for you before school? Were you?
Yeah, there was a lot of He-Man and Care Bears at daycare, which the child of my daycare provider plays softball with me. We just hung out last night playing softball, which is weird as adults because I would sit in my pajamas at his house and watch He-Man and...
By the power of Grayskull! Was there another catchphrase on that one?
I have the power.
I have the power. He-Man was like this normal, regular, super muscular guy.
Yeah. Prince Adam, who looked exactly like He-Man, minus the tan.
And the shirt.
Yeah.
And a fluffy, a flowy shirt on.
And the loincloth.
And how nobody really caught on that, you know, this giant green and yellow striped tiger was the same as Battle Cat. Like, they couldn't put the pieces together at that time, like, to figure it out.
Battle Cat just wore a helmet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, right. But it looked like the exact same tiger and talked. It was so funny.
It was so for young kids. Yeah, totally. And Care Bears too.
Oh, and did you Care doctor Bears, those? Like, I had the green one. I don't remember which one that was.
Lots of luck bear. Because he would, didn't he have the shamrock on his stomach, I believe.
No, I think it was a different one.
Different green one,
like a seafoam green kind of thing,
like the hunter green that's got like hot dogs on it, because that's all he does, just eat hot dogs all day.
Right.
Yeah. That would have been more appropriate. He's the lucky one. But it was I had a shirt where the Care Bears were playing basketball, and most of the pictures of me from when around that age are in that shirt. That was my doll that I carried around, basically.
And both of your brothers wore that a lot. So a lot of hand-me-downs, right?
I think that, sure. I don't know that they would have wore that one. I think that one I may have gotten on my own. But yes, hand-me-downs all the way through.
School started. You know, I like to talk about, because I remember vividly my first day of kindergarten. I remember exactly when my mom dropped me off, and it was like, all right, dude, have a great day. Are you feeling okay? And I was like, I'll be fine, mother. You'll find me later, perhaps having a carton of milk with the boys. I was just so businesslike. I had my lunchbox was like my briefcase, my backpack. You know, I was so ready for school. What about you? Were you nervous, or how did that play out?
I think I was fine with it. There's not a memory of being nervous with it. And I really enjoyed it. I remember.
Did you find your pack right away? Did you find your friends, or did you already have friends that were going into school with you
I went to preschool with my still to this day best friends. I remember there was a big thing where these two girls would come up and give us a kiss when we were taking a drink out of the drinking fountain.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
without even asking for consent.
Yeah, just, there was
that was back in that, the day, I guess. My gosh. Yeah, what was that like?
It was gross. I mean, I think I just stayed down.
Like I'm trying to drink a drink of water. What is happening right now?
I don't understand.
I probably just stayed there and pretended to keep drinking while the red went in and out of my face.
Oh my gosh.
Not sure what to do with myself.
Is Jeff okay? He's been drinking water for like 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Are you in school and everybody in your family's born? Are you all within a few years of each other? It's
about 2 years apart. Laura was a little bit later.
How about sharing bedrooms and stuff? I would imagine we're talking about a 6-bedroom house then, and that's a big house.
I mean, there was space at the end, but then like my eldest brother was already out of the house. So
okay.
But yeah, I think I always shared with my little brother. We were put together and had really cool built-in bunk beds.
Sweet. So,
Were you guys competitive as a family?
I remember a lot of competition. Like my oldest brother loved Dominique Wilkins, and then the next brother loved Michael Jordan, and they would try to get me to like one better than the other. And I liked everybody, and I mostly loved Hakeem Olajuwon.
There it is. I was going to say, go pave your own way, man.
Yeah.
he was awesome.
Yep, and the mailman, Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, John Stockton, that whole bit
mm-hmm.
back in the day. All right, so what did you gravitate towards in school? You know what I mean? Like when you were there, what was, you know, obviously it's a whole new world, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of stimulation and you have to learn and there's recess and all this stuff. But what was the thing that kind of you were drawn to in those early years of school?
Like up until third grade, math, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this forever. And then I learned really young how to spell Massachusetts and Mississippi. And so, like, I thought I was going to be a words guy, which some argue that I might still be annoyingly so in Scrabble or other word games.
Yeah, and you remember spelling? You remember mm-hmm. having to spell? And then you had to practice your penmanship, and they had the lines and then the dotted line through the middle. Mm-hmm. And that's where the lowercase H had to come up to the hump of that. And the I had to be between the dotted line and the top bar line and all of that. I got really into keeping super sharp pencil.
Oh,
like I'd go to the pencil sharpener in the back of the class where the sink is. And I would sharpen my pencil like after every page. 'Cause I wanted to have it be so fine. I was so particular about my penmanship.
Mm-hmm. Anybody seen the dude? He's been sharpening his pencil for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, waiting for a kiss from one of those girls. Yeah,
girl shows up.
Where's those girls at?
Sharpening my pencil.
What about sports and recess and stuff like that? What was going on for you then?
A lot of King of the Hill during the winter. Sure. And then a lot of football. I remember specifically I broke my foot trying to make a catch. And then was called a faker all day long, and then came back the next day with a cast on, and they didn't really say that I was a faker anymore.
Well, I was going to say, well, he's taking this faking thing to the extreme.
This dude's really committed to the bit right now, isn't he?
Which is also not that uncommon.
So how old were you when you broke your foot?
I think that was a little bit older. That was more like sixth or seventh grade.
Do you remember the first time or a time at an early age you went to the hospital before that? Or was that kind of your first real trip?
I had an asthma attack when I was little and was in for a number of days. And I just remember being like, oh, I get balloons? This is like a birthday party. And everybody was taking care of me. It was like, I mean, I don't so much remember the not being able to breathe part as how many balloons.
And Care Bears. And
yeah, I'm sure. And a glow worm. There was a glow worm in there,
too. Glow worms.
Yep. Do you guys ever just take that light out of there just to see what it would do?
Oh, yeah.
On its own. Mm-hmm. And we're just severely disappointed, so you shoved it right back in the worm.
Do you remember the glow worm commercial?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did it have a theme song or something?
I don't know why, but like the only thing that comes to my head right now is the Nickelodeon pinwheel, and then I'm just putting glow worm in the words of that. So I'm like, glow worm,
I think that's what it was
right
though.
Now.
Yeah, something like that.
It is.
Boy, they had some great jingles for toys around that time, didn't they?
Let's just recycle.
My buddy and me. Mm-hmm. My buddy doll for boys.
Monster in my pocket.
Yes.
That one.
Monster
too.
In my pocket.
I got monster in my pocket.
Yeah.
I think they were just little rubber.
It was like tiny. It was almost like Muscle Men. Like the Muscle Men wrestlers, but they were like those. Yeah. No, I remember those.
Crazy because I went crazy for those little pink Muscle Men, mm-hmm. only to find out now recently that they're worth a lot of money, and I have a box of them sitting.
Oh, any toys you remember playing with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had, my dinosaurs, like the larger dinosaurs. I had a Triceratops and I think the Stegosaurus. And somehow they disappeared when we moved houses. And I remember being so, so upset. Like, they're just sitting there lonely without me at the other house. And I think it was one of those, like, my parents put it in the Goodwill box and got rid of it. And then we're like, yeah, we don't know where they are.
Oh, they went extinct. Those dinosaurs went extinct, buddy. Sorry. Couldn't make the meteor.
So with four boys, and by the time your sister's born, and now we're kind of up into the a few more grades, like what we're into, like 7-8 year old type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that there wasn't a lot of rough housing, right? The four of you must have just kind of gone it, because you're also very close in age.
Mm-hmm.
Sister came later to the party.
Oh, she joined right in though. She was in the mix for sure. I mean, she's 3 ACLs deep now.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, she got right into it.
Tell me,
what the rough housing, our biggest things were over the top, where you have two or three people line up in front of, we had like the, I think it was like a futon, but it was a rollout mattress thing. So we would have that, and the end zone would be at the end of that with a stack of pillows. Two guys would be kneeling in the front of it, and you'd grab the football and you'd go over the top like a goal line stand, try to jump over them and just get wrecked. Like, yeah, I remember. Fun. Probably had a few concussions that way.
I was going to ask if your parents had like a frequent visitor card for the hospital for just the kids.
Yeah, they have their own like real life Fisher Price doctor kits at home to make sure. What was your hometown?
St. Paul.
Okay. Shout out.
Right across the river. And then been in Minneapolis as an adult. So
go Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what were you watching? Favorite shows? I'm going to throw some out and you tell me. Because usually I'll just like, A-Team?
I did watch that, mm-hmm. but we're talking a little bit older now, I think. I was more cartoons.
Oh, okay.
I feel like even
more like a Disney afternoon type of thing.
Yeah, Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. DuckTales.
Woo.
Great, great theme song.
Gargoyles was cool back in the day.
Ninja Turtles was huge.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a really elaborate setup with the Ninja Turtles toys because there was a football player. But we would make teams with those characters. And I think we would use some He-Man too, but we would have teams and set up an actual football game and play action figure football. Yeah, it was a lot of fights with my cousin on that.
Wouldn't it be kind of unfair if you had He-Man as your running back?
Ram-Man would have been, your fullback.
Ram-Man's my fullback. Yep, Ram-Man's your fullback.
And Fisto, just the defensive end.
Beast Man is the middle linebacker. What are some of the other shows that you remember? Because there was I think, if I'm right, we're somewhere in the 80s. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that. But that was like the golden age of television, wasn't it? The 80s?
Fraggle Rock.
Oh, wow. So you had HBO.
I don't think that wasn't on HBO.
It was on HBO.
It was an HBO show.
Mm-hmm. I think they reran him on ABC a while later, but they originated on HBO.
Yeah, I don't think we had HBO, though. But we did have, like, my uncle, who was, like, this mystery guy for a long time he lived in Alabama, and we would just get, like, the "This Is Not For Sale" running across the bottom of the screen. He would send us Beta movies.
Beta.
And it was, like, they were clearly pirated movies.
Yes.
I remember because Temple of Doom, the guy who does the heart scene in that, the voodoo guy,
yeah,
looked like my uncle. And so for a long time, I actually thought it was my uncle. Intense. So I was always kind of like covering my heart when he would be in town.
I won't
say anything about the videos. I promise. I won't say anything about the videos.
So let's go fast forward just a little bit more. And now music is really coming in. I would imagine there would be a lot of music in your family.
Yeah. Well, a lot of dancing. I quit piano lessons early on. Really disappointed in myself for that one. But always dancing. And I remember for a long time, I would sit and record the MTV, MC Hammer, and Michael Jackson videos. And then just go back and watch them. And try to learn the dances.
Wow. Jackson had epic videos back then, too, with black and white.
Remember the Time and Black and White.
Remember the Time was one of my favorite. And then even Jam, the one with Michael Jordan that they did for Space Jam.
Thriller was like a movie.
Right.
That was nobody had ever seen anything like that, where it was like there was a story around it. And I think it was directed by Robert Zemeckis.
Ooh,
I think that video was a good call.
I'm not sure.
If you want to look that, you can fact check me, but I'm pretty sure Robert Zemeckis directed that. Who directed lots of other stuff. So what were you listening to?
It was my brothers who kind of would try to sway me toward their music. One of the first music videos I remember watching was Debbie Gibson, because there was a scene in one of them, I don't remember the name of the song, but Michael Jordan comes across the screen during the video. And we would just sit and wait in anticipation of seeing Michael Jordan come up on the video. Whitney Houston, huge. My mom liked her, and Whitney Houston and Bette Midler were my like anthems.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Was this during like Beaches time, Bette Midler?
This was,
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah. But what's the Rose. Other one? From a Distance.
From a Distance.
Yeah, I remember I brought that in. I had a crush on, I think it was maybe my fourth grade teacher. And I brought that in, that CD in, and we listened to it. And I really thought that was going to be the thing to win her over.
Did you put it on?
Shout out Miss Eagle.
Did you?
Yo, Miss Eagle, you want to go get a drink of water?
Did you put the CD in like a boombox and hold it up over your head? Like
outside the window.
From a distance.
Oh, boy. Not the same effect.
Yeah. Sounds a little bit more like that.
Right. all right, Miss Eagle, what up? How about, did you ever go to a concert, or you remember the first one you went to? Because I swear I can't remember my first actual concert, because I didn't go to any until later.
The first big concert that I went to would have been in high school, and it would have been the Beastie Boys and Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah!
And I was just blown. It was the Tribe's last tour, and the rotating stage just blew my mind.
I was lucky enough to be able to see Beastie Boys as well. Man, did they put on a show.
Yep. Tribe whole thing was phenomenal.
Would have blown my mind. That would have been so cool.
And so were you a good kid, right? You didn't get into trouble a lot. And if you did, it felt like maybe you were drawn into it. Because I don't see you as being a kid that initiated.
I was a huge mama's boy and quite a baby, too, as my brothers would clearly point out all the time.
I was going to say, contrary to what your mustache actually says, you seem more of a mischief than chaos type of kid, for sure.
Yeah. So then let's talk, we're in junior high. All right. That's when people's sense of themselves and you kind of are starting to become the person that you might be becoming. All right. And mm-hmm. especially when it comes to how you choose to dress. Right. I'm serious.
Oh boy.
For me, it was like I started wearing dressy shirts, like with the collar buttoned down and with a tie. But yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That school, those school meetings that you had to get to.
Right. Nonstop. But not like dressy up. It was like undone.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a flashy, like pink with black speckles on it or something and a black shirt. Not tucked in. I'm thinking Heath Ledger in
10 Things I Hate About You.
Kinda. I'm thinking like Alex P. Keaton from Family Ties.
No, not. I'm looking at. I'm not buttoned up, you know, conservative type. It was more inspired by like the movies I saw, you know, the John Hughes style, that kind of look. But not the uppity Andrew McCarthy type, like not, and people not, with money, and more like
the hardcore skinny tie, just kind of the, you know.
Some of them were pretty skinny.
Were they?
They were pretty skinny. Yes. Yeah.
Did you own a piano tie?
Probably.
Yes.
Well, how about, what were you dressing up? What was your style?
Oh, well, that for a long time, it was a turtleneck and a Michigan sweatshirt over the top of that. Yeah, I thought it looked really, really good.
Like University of Michigan?
Yeah.
Or the state.
Yeah, go like Wolverines. I don't know why I loved the Wolverines. Wolverines in Alabama, Roll Tide.
They were the hot thing during that time. Like, I think during that time with
the Fab Five.
Chris Webber. Oh, yeah, sure. Jalen Rose. And
My sixth grade picture looked exactly like my dad's second grade picture, school photo.
Interesting.
Because we were both missing our front teeth. Because I fell off of a cement brick in a barn once and caught myself on my teeth on the way down on a cement block, and
okay,
it wow. I think it pushed everything up, so everything ended up happening a little bit later. And
did you go to the hospital a lot as a kid? Did you get hurt a lot?
No, my mom would just kind of take care of things. I did get hurt a lot. Yeah, I was, like I said, I was the first one to fall in all the time. My grandpa souped up a ride-on mower to go a little faster, and we were riding it around the farmyard, and my brother was driving, yelled duck. Everybody in front of me ducked. I didn't duck and caught the clothesline. And you can maybe see here that I have a line on my face that's still there. I got clotheslined by a clothesline. And
well,
and we just put a little washcloth on it and moved on.
I just wonder, don't you think like the thing with the caring for the doll and the doctor stuff was a precursor of
it? Totally was.
Like something to do with health. And here you are working in the in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of wild. All right, let's go to high school. All right, we can talk a little bit about it, but like, did you have like a girlfriend throughout high school, or
it took a while? A serial dater? I did. No, I had one. Not serial at all. I was very committed, and I think 4 years together into college.
Sure, that's
solid. A couple of Greyhound buses out to Ohio where she was in school. And.
And you guys did the high school dances and everything like that, the proms, the homecomings.
Yes.
And
I think that's more where I kind of played around with who I was. And
yeah.
I remember going shopping for the homecoming dance, and it was very Prince inspired. I wore heels and this like silver blouse thing and then a crazy hat.
I need to see that
photo. There are photos out there. I will have to.
Were you a athlete? Were you playing sports?
Yes, I did. I played football, not well, and then injured my pinky the second time I broke it. So I didn't get to play at the Metrodome, which was a bummer.
Oh.
But then it was actually acting. I would do Chris Farley.
Yeah.
It was a social studies presentation, and I did Matt Foley, the motivational speaker, throughout the entire thing, like presented the entire time as Matt Foley. And the teacher pulled me aside later and she's like, you gotta go try out for theater. You gotta go use that and have fun with it. And then I did a one act and two musicals. And then I got one of the real handsome guys to come and do the theater. And then all of a sudden theater was the coolest thing ever when Mr. Jeff Gersh stepped into his roles.
What musicals did you guys end up doing?
I did The Boyfriend and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
chorus, or did you have like a little character part? Or?
Well, they told me, they said, we are bringing you in for your dancing after I did my singing tryout. They made it very clear that it was not the singing that I was getting the role for. So I was, yes, I was in chorus. But the dance
numbers, yeah, you bet.
And then I was kind of a inappropriate older man in the how to succeed in business without really trying, because it's kind of like Mad Men era. Mm-hmm. And rolled my ankle the night before the opener on that one. So I had to wear an orthopedic shoe and use a cane, which actually just added to the role.
Would that just help?
Yeah,
oh, that's brilliant.
It was, yep.
Ah, at that time, they're like, Jeff, you're faking. He's like, no, I'm acting.
So once we're getting towards the end of your high school career, did you know where you were headed? Did you have kind of a path? Did you kind of start to feel, I think I'm going to go towards physical therapy or theater?
I think I was like, I wanted to be a doctor and I wanted to, I wanted to do acting stuff. Had big dreams there, but it was mostly I was ready to be a doctor. And then I realized that there's a lot of school for that.
That's a long time before you're actually a doctor.
It's a big commitment. That's too many injuries on its way.
Yeah, you'd self-treat yourself. That right? Self-treat yourself. That
is that why you wanted to be a doctor with all the injuries? You're like, well, at least I can fix myself in the long run.
That's what I should do. This is just for my own survival. You went to school with your brothers, too. You must have been in school at some point.
I was a freshman when Joel was a senior.
Okay.
And like watching him and his buddies come in with their Adidas tracksuits and carrying cardboard and like owning the dance floor. I think it was at homecoming or something. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Awesome. And so
just kind of kept dancing after that.
Dude, now is the time. After sitting with Jeff and asking questions, now is the time that we try to figure out Jeff's birthday, be it the day, the month, and the year. Few things for you to think about.
Yeah.
He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson videos.
Yep.
Not that it's going to help you, but injuries galore.
Well, back in the day when you played outside.
Which then we could say Fisher Price doctor's kit. Monster in my pocket.
So I think I like to start off with a season and narrow it down. I think summer-ish, and I'm going to go into, I'm going to say late July, July 29th, 1978.
Wow. You are really close to Joel's, actually.
Oh, is that Joel's? I going way too old for you?
You got, well, not that old. I mean, his was August 3rd.
Okay.
1978. So you were, I'm close to your bros. Or 5 days, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. So where are we?
So I'm a few years later. So I'm the third. He was the second.
Oh, okay. I shot two. I was just thinking you'd be, so what is your birthday?
November 20th, 1980.
80.
I was shooting for 80. I was.
What did I say, 76?
You said 78.
78.
78.
I said 78.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's the mustache. It adds a few years.
Yeah. 1980. Huh. Mm. All right. Cool. Well, dude, this has been awesome. What a pleasure. You're a treasure here at Children's Minnesota. The kids love you, and you do a great job. So we'll see you around the playground.
Right on. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us for today's Childhood Chatcast, brought to you by Buzzsprout. To get new and previous episodes of Childhood Chatcast, head over to starstudiomn.org.